Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. ICE began carrying out President Trump's promise of going through with mass deportations yesterday in cities around the country, including here in New York and in Newark, New Jersey. Our Glenn Chuck on the scene there.
The raid happening here at the Ocean Seafood Depot in the Ironbound section. The owner, Louis Chinota, saying about a dozen ICE agents showed up without a warrant and got their way into the building. And when three employees couldn't produce documentation, they were taken away.
I feel that we have to be a country with law, but go after bad people, not working people. These are people, these are family people. These are people that show up to work every day.
The political response has been large. Senators Booker and Kim saying they're demanding answers about this from the Department of Homeland Security. The mayor, Ross Baraka, is holding a press conference at City Hall later on this morning about this. He calls the raids, quote, egregious and act in violation of the Fourth Amendment. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here on Adams Street in Newark.
A 9-year-old girl and her 79-year-old grandfather are recovering after getting hit by a school bus in Brooklyn. Police say the two were crossing Eastern Parkway early this morning when the bus hit them while it was making a left off Buffalo Avenue. Fortunately, neither of them was seriously injured. Police say the driver of the bus remained at the scene and has not been charged with a crime. Families, caregivers, and elected officials teamed up for a rally this morning against the last-minute closure of 4 child care centers in Brooklyn. The City Education Department says it decided not to renew the leases of the centers because of low enrollment numbers and budget cuts. But that's not reason enough for some heartbroken parents who lauded the daycare centers for serving so many low-income families and for their inclusive environments. A Long Island utility company is suing a local bank in hopes of recovering some of the money it lost following an online scam.
The Garden City Park Water and Fire District filed the lawsuit against First National Bank of Long Island. The district says last summer, cyber criminals managed to wire $15 million out of their account. The money transferred to other countries, including China. $4 million was returned, but the district is looking to get back the other $11 million. In a statement, the bank says the bank's investigation did not yield evidence of unauthorized bank network activity, and the bank believes that it followed its reasonable procedures regarding online wire transfers. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
50 years after the Francis Tavern bombing here in New York City, law enforcement officials and victims' families are calling on the Trump administration to demand the extradition of the lead suspect in the attack from Cuba. The FALN, a terrorist group seeking Puerto Rican independence, had claimed responsibility for the attack, which killed four people and injured dozens of others. Along with the extradition of the alleged chief bomb maker, William Morales, the families are also calling on the president to level stronger sanctions against Cuba. Four people are under arrest following a big drug bust in Jamaica, Queens. District Attorney Melinda Katz says the four were selling large quantities of ketamine along with cannabis and MDMA, and they were arrested after a series of undercover buys. Each is facing charges including conspiracy and criminal sale of a controlled substance, and if they're convicted, they face maximum terms of between 3 and 15 years behind bars. Congressman Richie Torres is among those expressing opposition to a huge new migrant shelter in the South Bronx.
Torres, who is exploring a challenge to Kathy Hochul, wrote a letter to the governor and the mayor calling upon the city to stop treating the Bronx as a dumping ground for an endless stream of shelters. This one would house 2,200 migrant men moved from the Randall's Island shelter that Torres says reportedly descended into a hotbed of gang violence. Mayor Adams explained the city's reasoning for the relocation on News 12 The Bronx on Thursday, saying a centralized location would avoid the wasteful duplication of services. Adams is also promising around-the-clock security. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
New York City Comptroller Brad Lander is promising to bring more transparency and accountability to City Hall under his new public integrity plan. It includes a requirement on top city officials to disclose any meetings that they have with lobbyists and a pitch to make the city's Conflicts of Interest Board independent from the mayor's office, a move that good government experts say would allow the board to hold the mayor and other top officials accountable without the fear of retribution. Lander, who's on the list of those challenging Mayor Adams in this year's mayoral primary, says the plan would restore confidence in city government in the wake of the mayor's corruption scandal. There's been no comment from Mayor Adams.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.